بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Speaking nerves. Seven ways to take the pressure off yourself, by Gary Ginard. Got a big speech or presentation coming up? Why make it harder than it should be? Here are seven proven ways to take the pressure off yourself. Do you get jitters before or during an important presentation? That's not unusual, right? But what happens if you put extra pressure on yourself and do badly as a result? And what if, maybe worse of all, you know the material backwards and forwards? In other words, your frazzled mind just doesn't allow you to access it when presenting or being asked a tough question. What a tough question. Talk about a weight on your shoulders. Need to build your confidence? Discover 50 ways to conquer your stage fright in my book, Fearless Speaking. You may click the image below for a free chapter. Find it here on Amazon. Let's continue the article. If that's how you think before a high-stakes presentation, you need a way to take the pressure off yourself. Below are seven tried and true approaches to make that happy outcome a reality. And here is a wonderfully effective 5-minute exercise to calm your nerves before speaking. You may access it also. Some of these approaches involve positive thinking. Others are hands-on, practical in terms of what you can do before or during a speech. Make them all part of your speaking toolkit. Let's go over them. Seven pressure-reducing valves for public speaking. The first one. Thinking positively, thinking positively. So the first one, tell yourself, it's not about me. Number one, tell yourself, it's not about me. Of course, it isn't. But that realization can fly out the window when a lot hangs on your being good. Actually, not much is riding on a single presentation, and your looking good isn't even part of the equation. But let those two thoughts go for now. Just get your energy moving in the right direction from you to them. If you are self-absorbed, you will make it impossible to achieve your true goal of benefiting listeners. Number two, try to meet your audience's needs. This self-reminder is close to one above. The whole reason for a speech or a presentation is to make the audience better off for having listened to you. Whatever the situation, it's always about doing that. And to do it well is hugely challenging. Like any good performance, it takes all your energy and focus. If you work that way, there will be no time or bandwidth left in your head to consider yourself. Note, want to learn how to develop last focus? Here is my free cheat sheet, 10 ways to stay fully focused when speaking. Become the type of speaker who demands attention. You may access it also. Three, relish the opportunity. I believe that not enough presenters put themselves in this frame of mind, though they should. You're here to talk about something that you and your audience share an interest in, right? People might even be as passionate about it as you are. What an opportunity. Instead of having 500 different conversations with these audience members, I can give this one talk and impact everybody easily and efficiently. That's you talking. 4, give your gift. Give your gift. Did you ever wonder why it's called giving a speech? Why not staging a speech or torturing people with PowerPoint? Every performance is a gift. We all know that speaking to a group means putting yourself on the line. Note, here are 20 tips for connecting with an audience for lasting influence. You may access it also. A true artist doesn't aim to bask in glory. A true artist doesn't aim to bask in glory. He or she wants to do it again as soon as possible, trying to get closer to what they were attempting to accomplish. Give your gift to this audience as humbly and unselfconsciously as you can. Things to do. This is number 5 now. Exercise beforehand and move on stage. Worrying about your performance creates tension. Worrying about your performance creates tension. And when you are tense on stage, it shows. You need to put your physical self to work, allowing your muscles and the rest of your body to expend the excess energy. That doesn't mean running a marathon. Anything you can do to release the tension, even isometrics while you are sitting on a stage waiting to speak, will help. Isometrics, which means a system of physical exercises in which muscles are caused to act against each other or against a fixed object. Again, anything you can do to release the tension, even isometrics, while you are sitting on a stage waiting to speak, will help. Speaking of moving, try to do it on a stage for the same reason. One of your best opportunities may be to consistently turn down the offer of a lectern and go for a lapel mic instead. 6, breathe. Sure, you are breathing, or you wouldn't be here reading this. But doing it properly, which means maximizing the diaphragmatic action or belly breathing. Speech anxiety, the fight or flight response, brings with it shallow and rapid breathing. For one thing, your brain isn't getting the oxygen it needs for you to think on your feet. Here is another critical reason you need to breathe correctly while speaking. Normal breathing activates the vagus nerve. Normal breathing activates the vagus nerve, which shows down the heart with each exhalation. Normal heart rate equals a calmer speaker. 7, use your audience. This is your go-to approach. Use your audience. This is your go-to approach when you think everything is going south and you are on your way there too. It's the tool to use when someone asks you something you just don't know the answer to, and you don't want to admit that, and in your mind look like a fool. The action is this: turn the question over to your audience's expertise. Say something like, "Well, that's an important point. Does anyone here have an idea on how that situation can be remedied? Has anyone found themselves in that situation?" You're not omniscient. You're not omniscient, and your listeners know that. Enlist the massive amount of knowledge that's sitting right in front of you. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Al-Dosri reading this article from Dammam, Saudi Arabia. Take care, everyone. Salam, peace.